you know, we really have listened to a couple of B-sides for the first time in maybe 10 years, and we go, wow, you know, we played and wrote that.
It's no big surprise that the Jayhawks have some material that might be less than familiar to them. They've recorded countless songs over their last 25 years. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. Us Jayhawks fans were ecstatic last year when the band announced that it was back with its original lineup, including Gary Louris and Mark Olson, and that the Jayhawks were back in the studio in that form for the first time in 15 years. They also announced they were playing a few shows together, including a couple in New York, in honor of the re-release of two early Jayhawks albums, Hollywood Town Hall and Tomorrow the Green Grass. Those shows brought the Jayhawks into the city, and they stopped by FUV Studio A to catch up. What have you guys been up to lately outside of the Jayhawks? Because I know, Mark, you've been here pretty recently doing some solo stuff. And Gary, your name has come up in the context of other, working with other artists and writing other songs. What else, what's been going on for you two guys beyond this reunion thing?
Well, we recorded an album together in November.
Thank you.
And that one's pretty much ready to come out. It's going to come out on Rounder Records. And we're still putting the final track listing together and coming up with the title, so that's something to look forward to.
But it is a Jayhawks record with all these
brand
guys
new Jayhawks record.
And what's it going to be called?
What's that? We don't know. Any suggestions are open.
Knocking on 50.
Knocking on 50. Yeah.
Doors open.
We don't have a title yet, but hopefully will be out in late spring, early summer.
Where have all my friends gone? They all disappear. Turned around, maybe one day, you're all that was there.
Guys, remember what was the first time you guys first like wrote a song together? The first time where, as a duo, you were like, "All right, what was the song? What was the time? Where were you? What story do you fondly recall of that? Like, kind of first moment of being like, all right."
I kind of felt it on Two Angels for the Blue Earth record, because the first record was really kind of a record where we listened to this classic country radio station. On a public radio station in Minneapolis with a man by the name of Johnny Fields, who knew everything about the pedal steel guitar. And our first record was really had a lot to do with that radio show. So on the second record, we kind of developed this harmony singing. We just started it on the first, and we started to sing harmony through entire songs. And that real first song was Two Angels that we put on the Blue Earth record. And that's, I remember doing that.
Jayhawks live with I'd Run Away in Blue. Thanks to our producer, Nora Flaherty. Hear the complete interview and performance in the online archives at WFUV.org.